Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Christmas edition of the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting the audio of this show from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, we have two wonderful guests for you today, Abby Coldheart and Noreen Braun. But first, we got to get into the Christmas spirit. We have a song by Kale Tien and Matthew Presidente. Matthew has a show happening tonight at the Roxy, December 23rd. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the tickets are only $8 at eventbrite.ca. And you can also stream it live at Roxy Vancouver via Facebook, Twitch, or YouTube. All right, here's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Take it away, boys.
What's that coming down the chimney? Is it Santa?
And
no, it's Mariah.
Don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you. There is just one thing I need.
And
I don't care about the present underneath the Christmas tree. I will need to hang my stocking there upon the fireplace.
And
Santa Claus will make me happy with the toy of Christmas Day. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. Maybe all I want for Christmas is you. You, baby. Oh, I won't ask for much this Christmas. I won't even wish for snow.
And
I'm just gonna keep on waiting. I will make a list and send it to the North Pole for St. Nick.
And
I will even stay away to hear those magic reindeers click. I just want you here tonight, holding on to me so tight. What more can I do? Baby, all I want for Christmas. So brightly everywhere. much this Christmas. This is all I'm asking for.
And
I'm just gonna see my baby standing right outside my door. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true, baby, all I want for Christmas.
Eggnog and rum, isn't the gift to come.
It isn't at the store, isn't festive decor, isn't the gingerbread
or mistletoe overhead.
You can check dollar and presents.
Under the tree, isn't in plum pudding, isn't in Santa's sleigh, isn't hung by the fireplace,
isn't the mitts we wear, isn't desserts prepared, isn't paper and string,
all the presents we bring.
You can check dollar and presents.
Family and friendship, that hint of magic, the truest meaning, that special feeling of love and laughter. Christmas is together. Christmas is the time to give the love you live, forget, forgive. For Christmas is the time to give.
And that was Christmas Is by EVK, and we'll get to our first interview with Abby after the break.
Femme Conquest, CJSF's first program devoted entirely to playing FemCon. Short for female content, FemCon is music written, composed, and or performed by primarily female-identified people. Femme Conquest aims to bring attention to women in music who are often underrepresented in all music genres. Femme Conquest every Friday from 2 to 3 p.m.
Welcome, Abby, to the Wham Bam East Van Show here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to do this.
My name is Abby. I am a singer-songwriter. I'm from Vancouver. Well, I grew up in Richmond. You know, I've been in the Lower Mainland my whole life. And I was a music graduate, so I have my bachelor's in music. And over the past year, I just decided I'm going to start writing songs.
Awesome.
That's a little bit about me.
Yeah, and you were in the Rich City Idol. Tell us about that experience.
Yeah, so that was when I was in high school. So yeah, I'm from Richmond. So when I was in grade 12, I did a singing competition at my school, and I ended up winning at the school. And then you go to, it's a place in Richmond called Gateway Theater. And it brings all the singers in Richmond who won at their high schools. It's like a competition, and everyone gets to sing. It was really fun. It's kind of like a mini American Idol. And for me, as like a 17-year-old, I was like, oh my goodness, it was such a cool experience. You got to work with like vocal coaches. It was one of my first experiences really being like microphoned, and I had to be interviewed. It was a really cool experience for me when I was still, you know, 17, 18. And that really, it really was like a solid moment for me. And I was, when I was like, yeah, you know what? Like, I want to do this. I want to do this with my life. I want to sing and perform and continue music. It was really a fantastic experience.
All right, Abby, now who are your idols?
My idols, I feel like I have so many. It's so hard sometimes to pick. Let me just think here. I love Stevie Nicks from Fleetwood Mac. I've always been a huge like classic rock kind of 70s, 80s fan. I really like Elton John as well. I love Whitney Houston. She's definitely a big inspiration of mine. And even if I had to think more like current, I'm really into Olivia Rodrigo lately. I know she's quite a bit younger than me, but I think it's kind of nice to have idols of all ages, genders, demographics even. Like, it's kind of nice to get like a variety, you know?
For sure. Okay, and we met through Daniel Bortoni.
Yes, one of my best friends, my manager.
Yay! So how would you describe his music?
Oh, Daniel's music is so cool. I look up to him so much in so many ways. His music is so unique. I love that it's pop, but it's kind of like lyrical pop, art pop almost. It's really different. I really appreciate that about Daniel. He really puts his own spin on everything. And it's the music that I hear and I'm like, that's Daniel. Like, I know it's him. And he's just such a fantastic songwriter and musician. I hear his music and I would just describe it as Daniel, if that even makes sense, but in the best way possible.
Yeah, he is such an awesome human being.
He is.
Okay. Now, you collaborate with him and you do some cover songs.
We do, yeah. We've done quite a few, actually. Some, actually, we haven't even posted yet. But yeah, we've done quite a few.
Okay, so why don't you pick one of your favorite songs and we'll play that one.
Cool. I really liked Dreams. We did one. Daniel and I did a cover of Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. It's on both of our YouTube channels, I believe. And I really like that one because, like, in the previous question, I love Stevie Nicks. She's one of my favorites. And she sings that song. She wrote that song. So, yeah, that's, I think, my favorite cover that we did.
Perfect. And we're going to play that right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Women, they will come and they will go. crystal vision. I keep my visions to myself. Dreams you'd like to sell. Dreams of loneliness, like a heartbeat drives you mad. In the stillness of remembering what you had and what you lost and what you had. Ooh, and what you lost. Well,
some of your brand new songs.
Yeah.
Tell us about Fake Friends.
So Fake Friends, actually Fake Friends in general is the title of my project right now. The EP is going to be called Fake Friends. It's the title single, I suppose you'll call it too. I released that song in late October. It's the first song I wrote off of. Actually, that's not true. Sorry, I always forget. There's another one on this album that I wrote when I was like 17. But this one was really the first one that I wrote that kind of like envisioned this entire project, if that makes sense. So yeah, Fake Friends is, I mean, really, it's the title kind of explains it. It's just, you know, going through life and, you know, maybe you meet people and you think one thing about the relationship, but it actually isn't the way you think it is. And that's really the super vague theme that kind of trickles through all of these songs. So there's 5 songs in total. Fake Friends is like the title track. I'm hoping it's going to be out at the end of this month. So we're thinking like very end of December, maybe beginning of January, but you know, within the next month. I'm really hoping this project's going to be out for people to hear because I'm really excited about it.
Behind your back from all the lies that were told, the hurt was gonna unfold.
also play any instruments?
Yes, I'm a piano player as well. I do teach. My main thing that I do other than writing is I teach voice and piano at Long & McQuaid. Piano is definitely my secondary instrument. If someone asks me, yes, singing and vocals is definitely my number one. Though I do really love the piano. I wouldn't exactly say I'm like a natural talent when it comes to playing piano, but I have worked really hard with my songwriting as well as teaching, as well as being in school. I just kind of forced myself to understand it a little bit. So it was always something that I couldn't quite grasp. But once I got that music knowledge that I got in college, I was like, oh, and it just became a little bit easier. So that's kind of my long way of saying, yes, I play piano too.
Perfect. All right, now we're gonna talk about Christmas. Now back in 2020, you made a little Christmas video song.
Yeah, I love Christmas. So like, and it's come from my family. Literally, my dad is like Mr. Christmas, a lot of people call him, because I'm from Richmond, and he like decorates the house like insane. I think at one time we were the most decorated house in Richmond. You know, we'd be on the news, on the newspaper.
Oh, awesome.
So Christmas has always been so huge in my life, and the music, like my dad has this rule at home, or did, when December 1st would hit, Christmas music was all we could listen to in the house. So I have a really soft spot for Christmas and Christmas music. So usually, yeah, most Christmases I like to at least post one cover of me singing a Christmas song. So I'm hoping I will get one out there soon in the next couple weeks.
Yay.
For people to hear. Because I love Christmas music so much. It just makes me happy.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through. But I still have one wish to make, a special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true. But I can dream, and in my dreams I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful. There's always something new. But every day's a holiday when I'm near to you. The lights on the tree, I wish you could see. I wish it every day. The logs on the fire fill me with desire to see you and to say that I wish you Merry Christmas. Happy New Year too. I've just one wish on this Christmas Eve. I wish I were with you.
Beautiful. All right, next we're going to play Abby's second single. And I just have to do a little warning here. Warning, yo, where's my bells? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right, listener's discretion is advised.
Spent so long by myself, wondering what the hell, who the hell, why the hell am I lost cause? Smile to my face, curse me behind my back. Where do you go when you know you're all alone? Fuck the fakeness. I'm here for the real ones. But don't waste my time if all you wanna do is waste my time. I worked so hard to make relationships work. Stuck in this limbo.
with tears, bullshit, and pain. And I'm through with it. 'Cause I'm here if you're here for me. But don't waste my time if all you wanna do is waste my time. I worked so hard to make relationships work. Stuck in this limbo to be thrown in the dirt. Being alone is better than fabricating here togetherness.
It's called Don't Waste My Time. That one I released, let me just see, what day is it right now? I released it just a couple weeks ago, actually, in kind of the middle to end of November. That one is, it's very similar kind of to the Fake Friends kind of umbrella. This one I feel sparks, when I wrote it, I was feeling a lot of frustration as well as vulnerability, just about feeling like I was a lost cause. That's a lyric in the song. Like, it really was. I'm like, what's wrong with me? Like, is there something missing? And I just don't know what it is. And then that's kind of what the song's about. It's still about, like, fake relationships or relationships that are fabricated. So it still very much ties into the fake friends sphere, yeah. I'll call it. I just write all these songs when I need to get my emotions out, you know?
Oh, for sure. That's what's being an artist.
Right, exactly.
Well, thanks, Abby, for coming on the show. And I have one more question. If you were a Powerpuff Girl, which one would you be?
Definitely Buttercup. My friends and I dressed up for the Powerpuff Girls for Halloween 3 years ago, and I was Buttercup. She's just like the sassy one. Like,
Buttercup.
Like, that's me.
Go Buttercup. All right. Wham, bam.
East fan.
Yeah, baby.
OMG, she is so adorable. All right, if you want to follow Abby, you know what? I'm just going to get her to spell it out for you. All right, you go, girl.
So if you're looking for where to find me on social media, you can find me on my social media platforms under Abby Coulthard, which is ABBEY, and then COULTHARD, under that name on Instagram, YouTube, as well as TikTok. If you're looking for my music related content, you can go to Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, I think even Amazon Music, all of the umbrellas of music. It'll be there. Thank you.
Thanks, Abby, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, the station that plays diverse and independent music, and we're yours, baby. All right, here's Daniel Bortoni with Helsinki, featuring a dance by Sophia Frise.
Happy holidays, everyone. I hope you have a great season with your family and loved ones. Much love from Daniel. Take care.
Oh, I love you, Daniel. And we're going to get to our second interview with Noreen. But first, we have another Christmas message from Mark Prosser. And I also got Joy Chapman to sing us a little Christmas song as well. So let's take a look.
The Santa Claus Drank All My Beer last night. I actually do an elf voice. I have two versions of it on my album.
Do you?
So it's a regular voice and elf. And okay. Everybody thinks I'm computer generating the
this
voice, and it's not computer generated.
This is all natural, so, all Joy Chapman right
yeah,
here.
So, Santa Claus drank all my beer last night. Know what a crazy Christmas flight. What do you know? It's Rudolph too. Keeps that red nose shining through.
Hi, my name's Mark Prosser. I'm a local Vancouver artist. Just wanted to wish you a very Merry Christmas from my family to yours. Merry Christmas.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome, Noreen, to the Wham Bam East Fan Show.
All right.
Please introduce yourself.
Good to be here, Linda. I'm Noreen Braun. I'm an East Fan singer-songwriter. Having a nice breakfast.
Perfect, yes, and we're here at Cafe du Soleil, yeah. Commercial Drive.
There you go.
And you said you've performed here before.
I have, yeah. I'm thinking like 20 years ago, I released my second CD here, so that's going way back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and since then I've played a few times here, and it's a nice community place to play. They really support the up-and-coming and people who are in the community, so yeah.
And are you originally from here?
No, actually, I grew up in Alberta. I spent my childhood and teen years and early 20s in Alberta. I was born in Ottawa, and been here over 30 years, so...
Oh,
I'm a West Coaster now.
And we were talking about this earlier, but yes, for hockey teams, do you root for Ottawa or do you root for Canucks?
Oh, I do the Canucks.
Awesome. Perfect. Yeah. All right, now let's talk about your song, Poinsettia Pearl.
Okay. Yeah, Poinsettia Pearl is on my album, December Falls. And it's a song about the origin of poinsettia. When I was writing some of the songs for the album, I didn't know how poinsettias, like you see them every year. I'm like, how come, like, how did this happen? This, you know, the flower from Mexico get up into Canada and the U.S. So the story is that about several hundred years ago, there was a young girl, her name was Pepita or Maria, and she was going to church and she wanted to bring flowers for the altar, and she could only find weeds. And so she said to her cousin, oh, this isn't enough, this is all I have. And the cousin said, oh no, this is enough, it's coming from love. And so she sort of begrudgingly went and did it and laid them down with her heart, like she was really feeling it. And then as the flowers, they transformed into what was called the Stars of Bethlehem, which is now the poinsettia. And that's how the poinsettia got to be. So no gift is too small if it's given with love. That's sort of the story about it. And then an American diplomat in the 1800s started bringing them up from Mexico. He was a diplomat in Mexico, and then everybody liked them, and here we are. There's your history lesson.
Wow, yeah, I didn't even know that they came from Mexico. Yeah. So
I turned it into a kind of a rock song, and I've given her a tattoo on her hand, and so she's kind of contemporary. I'm calling her Pearl.
Poinsettia Pearl, won't you give that gal a whirl? She's poinsettia pearl, belle of the pearl, poinsettia pearl. Her name sticks and takes to Christmas in May. She's poinsettia pearl. Legend on a Saturday night, 3 weeks until Christmas blooms a holy night. When Pearl was a girl, she'd gather up leaves, make a bouquet for the Lamb of God. Poinsettia Pearl, won't you give that gal a whirl? She's Poinsettia Pearl, belle of the pearl, Poinsettia Pearl. Her name sticks and takes to Christmas in May. She's Poinsettia Pearl. Poinsettia Pearl, won't you give that gal a whirl? She is Poinsettia Pearl, belle of the pearl, Poinsettia Pearl. Her name sticks and takes to Christmas in May. She's Poinsettia Pearl. Poor little Pearl didn't think trouble enough. She entered the chapel, she thought certain rebuff. But much to her amazement, Stars of Bethlehem, poinsettia was born. What matters the most to the spirit above? No gift is too small if it's given with love. Poinsettia Pearl, won't you give that gal a whirl? She's Poinsettia Pearl, belle of the pearl, Poinsettia Pearl. Her name takes a take to Christmas in May. She's Poinsettia Pearl. Takes a taste to Christmas in May. She's poinsettia pearl.
Yeah, I was dancing to that one. All right, now let's find out how she got involved with the Asian Persuasion All-Stars.
I was really fortunate to be invited by Tony Lee to be part of the Asian Persuasion All-Stars last summer. Unfortunately, you know, there's been this rise of Asian hate during the pandemic, and so, I mean, everyone's been sort of shocked by it, and then Tony wanted to do something about it, so he wanted to put out a song called Racist Friend, which is an old 1984 song. So he asked a bunch of musicians, local musicians, if they wanted to join, and I said, yeah, of course. So we did it, and it sounded really awesome. We released it as a video and a single, and it's done well. There's 13 of us. There's a horn section. I'll see if I can remember everybody who's in it. Tony Lee, Tim Chen, Eric Lowe, Brooke Fujiyama, Tom Lamont. Did I say Tim Chen? Oh, no, I can't remember the horn players' names. Dave, Mike is a bass. Gabe is another bass player. And then there's... Oh, Ashton on sax, and I think that's everybody.
It's a big list.
But they're all in different bands, so it's kind of really cool just to come together and to promote it. And then here's the secret: we're going to be releasing another single very soon.
Yes.
So stay tuned for the Asian Persuasion All Stars, and all the proceeds go to Eliminate Hate. So
wonderful.
And there's a sample of the Asian Persuasion All-Stars. That song was called Big in the Body, Small in the Mind. All right, now let's get back to Noreen's local recommendations.
Honey Bear Leonard. He plays harmonica on the last six albums for me, but he has his own band, and they're the Poor Boys. They're playing at the Poor House. They play there every Sunday, or three Sundays out of the month. So they kind of do blues, but for that establishment they do kind of mellow blues jazz, and that's with Double D and sometimes Pat Darkus or else Martin Heed on drums. So they play around. They're also Huggy Bear Leonard and the Lab Rats. So Leonard and the Lab Rats is his old band, but now he's sort of a house band for the Poor Boys. But yeah, they're really awesome if you want a Sunday night to go out.
Yes.
Gas Town, go to the Poor House and check them out.
And you know, a Latino band.
And yeah, there's Adam Popowitz, who produced my last six albums and December Falls album. His band Pacifica, they're just working on their latest album, and they're going to be releasing that next year as well, I believe. And they're a Latin world band, and they're really awesome too. They play a lot of the Latin festivals around town, so I'm sure you might have seen them, or you'll see them next summer, I'm sure, if everything goes back to normal.
Te voy a contar algo que nunca te conté.
Llena de gente.
Es que te he convencido por tanto,
y no sé
por
tanto,
¿sabes? Pero nunca te he conocido
por tus
amigos.
Que me llena el corazón de afuera adentro. En silencio despierto. Tú eres la luna que se baja por la noche y de mañana se va corriendo. El horizonte es una fuente de colores en el alma y yo vivo queriendo. Yo te amo desde el fondo del corazón. Es que yo te amo. No es precisa otra razón. Es que yo desde el fondo del corazón. Es que yo te amo. mente iluminada, como un cometa que recorre la galaxia, como la tierra que disuelve la tristeza, como el camino que me lleva hasta tu puerta, el sol y brisa que recibe la mañana, el arco iris que yo veo en tu mirada, los pajaritos que cantan la vida.
We're back with Noreen, and yes, here is her brand new album, December Falls, and yes, we're going to pick a song and we'll play that one. Tell me about one of the songs there.
We're going to do Blue Christmas. It's a cover of the Elvis tune that everybody knows and hears every year, and I totally love Elvis, and I still do, and we rock out on it, and I hope that you enjoy Blue Christmas, because I sure had fun playing it.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing alright with your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. Without you, I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing alright with your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. But I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. But I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
And I love Elvis too.
Oh yeah.
All right, and you got another album coming out.
I do. I was really fortunate this last year to receive a Canada Council grant and a First Peoples Cultural Council grant, and I wrote an album called Songs for Trees. It's to inspire change and sustainable forestry and saving the ancient ones, and but it's a very upbeat album. I'm going to be releasing it in April on Earth Day, and I'll have some singles coming up ahead of time. The first one should drop in January, and then every month up until April. So yeah, I think it's a whole different direction than December Falls.
Fantastic.
Yeah, but
now, where can people find and follow your music?
Oh, sure. At my website, noreenbraun.com, NoreenBraun.com. And right now, for the month of December, everybody who buys any merch or download from my site, 20% I'm donating to Red Cross for relief for the Fraser Valley and, everybody in BC who's been affected, been displaced. So, yeah, so you know, it'll be the gift that gives twice if you're interested in my music, NoreenBraun.com. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Noreen, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Awesome.
Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
I want to thank all of my guests for participating and Café du Soleil for giving us permission to film inside. Their breakfast was amazing. Their toast had this swirl in it. So fancy. All right. And you guys. Yeah, I can't forget you guys. Thanks for hanging out with me, DJ Mehdi. We're going to end the show with a message from Noreen, and we're going to play a song by Peter Tam. Have a Merry Christmas. Good night.
All right. Well, I'd just like to wish everybody in East Van and the rest of the world who's listening a very Merry Christmas, a very happy, healthy 2022, a year of good things, and be kind to one another. It doesn't hurt to be kind. All right.
Tomorrow is Christmas, and I hope that you're well fine. Friends and family, who's wonderful, warm, and kind. If you're by yourself, just join our Christmas cheers. Think of all the happy times and wash away those tears. Have a Merry Christmas, what joy the season brings, and a Happy New Year. Find a Christmas song to sing. Have a Merry Christmas, 'cause that's what you deserve, and a Happy New Year. Spread this joy and peace on earth. People are so cold sometimes, they're like winter all year round. Get those jingle bells ringing, let's hear that Christmas sound. Decorate your Christmas tree, sing carols all night long. And if you see Santa Claus, just sing these Christmas songs. Have a Merry Christmas, what joy the season brings, and a Happy New Year. Find a Christmas song to sing. Have a Merry Christmas, 'cause that's what you deserve, and a Happy New Year. Spread this joy and peace on Earth.
Next up is a hip hop show called Next Step. You're listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is DJ Mehdi signing out. Wham bam, East Van.